Police are continuing their search for missing Kelvin Grove man Andrew Burrow. There's now three crime scenes all on the Sunshine Coast at Blibli Lake, McDonald and Pomona, and torture charges have been laid against two men in connection. The 26-year-old man from North Lakes and a 38-year-old from Sippy Downs are charged with one count each of torture. Both are due to reappear in Maroochydore Magistrates Court today, while officers remain at all listed crime scenes as investigations continue. Sunny Coast nurses and midwives have jagged their biggest pay rise in more than a decade. After months of negotiations, the union settled on an 11% wage hike over 3 years. There's also double time overtime for shift workers, which will benefit almost a quarter of the workforce. The body of a Sunshine Coast adventurer will be brought home early next week thanks to money raised by close friends and family in the last 48 hours. Matthew Buston died in France last week in a base jumping accident. The extreme sport the 31-year-old former Nambour Christian College student had dedicated his life to. The funds will pay for Matthew's repatriation, his funeral, and a donation will be made to the local French rescue helicopter service. Also making news, council officers are now in the process of reviewing submissions made during public consultation on its proposed dog exercise area regional plan and network blueprint. The draft plan outlines proposed changes to the region's dog access areas to balance community safety and environmental protection. More than 2,500 submissions were made. The final plan is due to be presented to councillors for consideration before the end of the year. And a waterfront home in Noosa has recorded the biggest residential property sale in the state so far this year. The five-bedroom home in Curran Court was snapped up by a Brisbane buyer for close to $30 million.